When parishioners at one Oswego County church gather for worship each week, many of them are armed, and it's no secret. The Lighthouse Mexico Church of God even advertises that it is not a gun-free zone. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, it's a response to frequent mass shootings in the country that's the subject of some debate.
Walking into the Lighthouse Mexico Church of God on a Sunday morning is more like joining a family reunion than attending a service. Music plays for the first half as the parishioners move about the church, greeting one another and joining in community prayers. The pastor, Ron Russell, says his church is like a family, and it's his responsibility to ensure their safety.
Pastors are commissioned by God, to protect their sheep.
Russell cares for his flock with a loaded gun, as do several members of his congregation.
Even when you walked in, you had no knowledge, and I'm not going to identify who the young ladies were, but they had you pegged. And they said, he's either a reporter or he's a stranger with a bag, and we're going to watch him. They were all armed.
Russell has encouraged his people to bring their firearms to church since 2013, when Dylan Roof walked into the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina, and killed 9 people. The church places that no gun-free zone advisory on its website, warning anyone who might target them. Janine Fortino, one of the church's singers, says the policy makes her feel safe.
I'm very vulnerable up there, and knowing that I'm taken care of and protected is a very good feeling.
But SUNY Cortland political science professor Robert Spitzer says it's actually the least desirable way to deal with violence problems. Spitzer, who has written extensively about gun control, says there's little to no evidence that so-called good guys with a gun provide meaningful help in a mass shooting.
Armed civilians are amateurs, and they're more likely to fire a stray shot that might hurt somebody unintentionally. They may lose their weapon. They may mistake an armed perpetrator from another person who's trying to help. There are lots of ways, more ways that things can go wrong than can go right.
Spitzer says well-intentioned civilians with guns who try to thwart mass shootings typically add to the mayhem and confusion for police. But Russell says his people know what to do. He has brought in Oswego County Sheriff's Deputy Michael Gaeta for several training sessions. Gaeta says some may not think that more guns are the answer, but as more people in the country stock up on weapons after each shooting, they should at least be educated.
I'd rather train him and his people so that they know what they're doing instead of having just regular Joe citizen out there wheeling a pistol around. Because I know how the cops are going to respond because I train them.
Police response is part of the reason Russell says he adopted this policy. The minutes it can take law enforcement to arrive on the scene can be all it takes for a mass shooter to massacre a crowd. But Gaeta cautions anyone who wants to replicate Russell's method. The way to beat this, he says, is prevention. That's why his business focuses on how to spot potential warning signs rather than teaching people how to shoot a gun.
If I could train you what to look for, then you can get involved and stop it from happening. Because when the police respond, it's too late. I'm responding.
By and large, Spitzer says churches are not encouraging their parishioners to bring guns. He says most are responding by hiring a security guard or off-duty police officers. But after an armed civilian in Texas chased away a mass shooter at a church last year, pastors like Russell feel vindicated in their approach. In Mexico, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.